happiest Christmas tree. Ho, 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 hee, hee, hee. Look how pretty they dress me. Oh.
Moncrief on News Talk.
With Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas is compatible with a wide range of modern appliances. gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.
Now, it's too late for Christmas probably, but as a gift, it is something you may consider for another special occasion. Magnus Irvin is an artist based in Surrey and can make you a chocolate in the shape of your anus. Magnus, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Now, this began, as I understand it, as an art project.
Yes. It was, just small sculptures, really.
And did you do a variety of sculptures?
I did big ones, small ones, brown ones, white ones, black ones, all in chocolate.
Yeah.
And presented in different boxes, some mixed, some single. And they were exhibited. They've been in a couple of galleries and a shop window. It was just fun, really.
Yeah. And so, was there any, apart from it being fun, was there any kind of underlying idea to that?
Well, I suppose like most concepts, just sort of come out of nowhere. And I think it was the combination of anus and chocolate. There was some sort of poetry about it. So I just followed on from that, really. And just like when you start a drawing, it gets a bit bigger and hopefully better.
Mm. Now, and presumably while you were creating those chocolates initially, you kind of figured out the technique for doing it. What is that technique?
Do you mean the casting technique?
Yeah, the casting technique, yeah.
Oh, well, it's pretty simple. It's like casting anything. I use alginate, which is the stuff dentists use when they cast do a cast of your teeth,
mm-hmm.
which means it's non-toxic and it sets quickly. So that you make that, that's in liquid form. You just as it begins to harden, you pour that up someone's bottom. When that goes off, you peel it out gently. Then you make a plaster cast from that, and there's your master.
How long does it take to harden?
Oh, the alginate takes, the whole process might be 5 to 10 minutes, but once it starts to harden, it hardens in a minute.
Right,
so,
okay.
Yeah, you're not hanging around too long with your knees behind your ears.
But I suppose that's the point, is it's not up someone's anus, it's down someone's anus, because they have to get into a position where you can kind of pour it in.
Yeah, there's no good. Yeah, you have to. Yeah, there's no good putting your bottom into the material. It has to be the other way around.
Yeah, because it'll just pour out. Presumably, because as I understand it, the original molds that you made were of your own anus. But it's, I would imagine, virtually impossible to do it to oneself.
I had a couple of interesting disasters, really. No one was looking.
Right, probably just as well. The thing is, and I'm looking at pictures of them now, I'd have to be told it was an anus. It just looks like an interestingly shaped chocolate, really.
Oh, that's interesting, because when I first started making them and they were seen by a wider public, some people got it immediately and others didn't.
Yeah.
And that includes children.
Right.
So I don't know if it's anything to do with any form of familiarity with anuses, but some people get it, and some people, when they're told, they they get it then, and perhaps they don't particularly enjoy it quite as much when they know it is an anus. But it does divide people.
Yeah, I suppose it's because of the shape of it. It looks like it's a holder for something, that you could put a marble or something in it.
Yeah, I thought they'd make good chopstick holders.
Yes, it would, actually.
I think every Chinese restaurant should have them cast in.
That's exactly what they look like.
Yeah.
So, in its chocolate form, do you do varieties of chocolate? Can you put nuts and things in there?
Well, I think having got it to the stage where it is now, doing individually making the chocolates isn't really an option. That's how it started. But since I met the person who's become my business partner, he took it on as a commercial project. And largely thanks to him, it's now available in packs of 6 or 3.
Right.
In the 3-pack, you get a milk, dark and white chocolate.
Okay.
In the 6-pack, they're all milk chocolates.
Right. And you can get bronze and other metal versions of the anus.
Yeah. We've done them for a number of people. Well, there are a few pop stars. I'm not actually meant to mention them, but Animatronic, who does allow us to mention her, she was very pleased with her one. I think she had a silver one.
All right, okay.
But people have got them, and we do get requests for them every now and again.
And now, obviously, you are based in Surrey, so people can...
No, I'm not. I don't know where you got that from. I'm based in East London.
You're based in East London. I'm so sorry.
That's
all right. But we're Irish. It just all seems a blur of the same thing to us. So I apologise for that. So anyway, people could visit you in East London, but is there a kind of a do-it-yourself kit that you can send people?
Yeah, we have done.
Right.
Yeah, that's a very recent thing, because we were getting a lot of requests from... Australia and the States, and of course they're not going to come over here just for that, so they asked if we could send them a basic kit, and well, I've probably sent half a dozen out now, yet to receive anything back, but it has been very recent.
Right, okay. And could you what is it, because I have you got requests for other parts of the body to turn into chocolate?
Well, people suggest this, but you know, this is an artistic concept. It's all to do with the poetry that exists between anus and chocolate. And when people say, "You, why don't you do vaginas and nipples and penises?" It's because they don't have that connection. So the answer is really no, we don't do other parts of the body. It is only chocolate anus.
Yeah. And what is it? Could you explain that poetry of that connection between chocolate and anus?
Well, it's childish. It's sort of rather obvious, really. The chocolate, I suppose, has something in common with, how should we put this, feces, in terms of its colour, and to a certain extent its texture. And it just seems the right thing to make an anus out if you're going to make one.
Yeah. And the customers that you've had so far, have they had these moulds made to give to someone else? Is it usually a significant other?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Right, okay. And you know,
you need two people to do it, really, anyway, don't you, to do the casting. So you're probably doing it with someone you trust, and my guess is that's generally the significant other.
Yeah. Actually, because the stuff that you use to make the mould, is it hot when you pour it into the anus? It's not dangerous or anything.
It's not molten metal, no.
No, no.
No, no, it's as I say, it's alginate, it's room temperature.
Right. Okay. All right. And so a set of the anus chocolates. How much would they cost?
Well, at the moment, the box of three and six sell for the same price, which is £6.99.
That's very reasonable.
Well, this is interesting because we've just had the box redesigned, and I've given some out to friends, and they've all said this should be £10. So I phoned up the distributor chap, because we were only making 20 pence a box. It all went a bit funny. He was quite reluctant to put the price up, but we've settled on raising it from £4.99 to £6.99. But there are still websites where you can buy them for £4, but from now on I think there'll be £6.
Yeah, and so
we might earn 22 pence a box.
That's not very much for you at all.
No, it's not much. It won't buy a yacht, will it?
God, you're getting sort of, pardon the expression, Rogered up the bum, in a financial sense.
Well, this is exactly what we said to each other. But when we look into it, there's a lot of products that don't make their creators very much money, but whatever the case, I didn't do it for money, but it's nice that it's turned into something beyond the, you know, the boundaries of my studio.
Yeah, for the bronze version of this and the silver version of this, how much do they cost?
Oh, I couldn't tell you exactly. You'd have to go to the website. But it's a few hundred, something like that.
Right, it's £416.67 for the bronze one.
Is it really? Okay, well, there you go.
And £500 for the silver one. So,
right, that's fair enough.
That's very nice. And the kind of, pardon the pun again, feedback that you get from people, do they tend to eat the chocolates or do they save them?
Well, get both. Feedback from both. I think sometimes they're eaten in desperation, you know, they're kept. Mm. They will keep for 18 months, but like any chocolate, eventually they might go a bit white or something.
Yeah.
But I had known a friend of mine's wife took them from the fridge and ate them in a feeding frenzy at midnight once. not long ago. So I don't really know how long they last, but I'd eat them.
Yeah. Oh, no, you should eat them. But
absolutely, stick your tongue in and eat it.
Yeah, and because you'd wonder, did he come down the next morning and said, someone ate my ass, it was in the chocolate, it was in the fridge last night, and now it's gone.
yeah, possibly.
Fight a pound for every time I've heard that. Magnus, happy Christmas to you, and thanks very much for speaking with us today. That's Magnus Irvin there. His website is edibleanus.com. Of course it is. We're going to take a break after that. Movies and booze.
Moncrief on News Talk.
With Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas is compatible with a wide range of modern appliances. gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.